Well, this past weekend, the Detroit River roared with that sound. The fastest boats in the world were on the river. Hydrofest marked its 100th year of racing in Detroit. Amazing. 100 years of boat racing on the Detroit River. It's a reminder that Detroit isn't just the Motor City. Detroit's manufacturing history stretches beyond the confines of America's highways to America's waterways. In the last of our summer visits to historic sites in Detroit, Scott Pohl talks with Jack Dempsey, president of the Michigan Historical Commission, about Michigan's boat and shipbuilding heritage. Interesting.
That's right, Mark. For this conversation, we chose a spot in William Milliken State Park along the Detroit River, in the shadow of the Renaissance Center, and in view of the Windsor, Ontario skyline. And there were no hydroplanes disturbing the peace on the river that day. Jack Dempsey and I talked about how, along with cars and trucks, ships and boats are a big part of Detroit's history.
It has a long and storied history in shipbuilding. The original settlers here came because they saw the possibilities of acquiring wealth in shipbuilding here on the shore of the Detroit River, which really is a strait between several great lakes. Before Detroit made cars, it made stoves, and of course lumber was a big industry, salt making, salt excavation, but shipbuilding was huge because of it being here on the freshwater shore, the Detroit River, and one of the major industries that grew up here around the late 1800s, early 1900s, was building ships and boats. We're actually on the edge of a boat launching basin, I guess you'd say. It's still here, right below the new Outdoor Adventure Center that the Department of Natural Resources opened recently.
And you've told me that the building we're facing here, across the street from William Milliken State Park, boats used to be built there, and this little channel that we're standing next to is where they would launch into the water.
Yes, most people know about the Outdoor Adventure Center having been called the Globe Building, which was a manufacturing firm. But before it was that, back in the late 1860s, it was the Dry Dock Engine Works. Actually, one of the workers, the young engineers and apprentice who worked there was Henry Ford. And the Engine Works became part of the Detroit Shipbuilding Company, which occupied this location and manufactured boats until the late 1920s. So it's a very historic boat manufacturing location, which is very interesting since it's now a DNR site that you can come visit here on the bank of the Detroit River with this channel right in front of it, reminding you that this was where boats were made and people were employed, and it was a very major part of Detroit and Michigan's economic fabric.
It also was part of America's war history, Detroit's role in building ships that were sent to war. What can you tell me about that, Jack?
Several firms, the Detroit Shipbuilding Company, Great Lakes Engineering Works, they built cargo ships to carry war material and armaments across the Atlantic to our soldiers and allies in World War I. Smaller companies made lifeboats and workboats. So during the World War I era, this was a major factor in the Allied effort to defeat the forces of the imperial powers and make the world safe for democracy, which only lasted a few years until the next Great War. And then in World War II, as part of the arsenal of democracy, which again, I think most people think of how the auto industry converted car manufacturing to make tanks and planes, but the boat making industry also played a huge role in making various types of craft, from small fighting ships to the most iconic boat that we probably think of today, the PT boat, the patrol torpedo boat, like PT-109 that President John F. Kennedy was captain of during World War II. And so that kind of vessel was also constructed here along the bank of the Detroit River.
And a role in D-Day.
Yes, the Chris-Craft landing craft, a boat built along these shores, was the first ashore on D-Day. So Michigan soldiers played a role that day, and certainly Michigan workers who helped construct that craft played a role in helping turn the tide of victory in favor of the Allies in World War II.
I'm talking with the president of the Michigan Historical Commission, Jack Dempsey, about Michigan's boat building and shipbuilding history. And this particular spot where we're standing is William Milliken State Park in the city of Detroit. Lots of development in this part of Detroit that in another year or so, it would appear, might make this a really vibrant part of the city.
It's being constructed here for a lot of reasons. One is because of its location along the River Walk, which has become very well known, I think, in Michigan. It connects the Globe Building or the DNR Adventure Center with the Belle Isle park that the DNR is operating and bringing back to its former glory next to the DeQuinder Cut. So there's a lot of greenways and trails here, and this will be part of the Iron Bell Trail that's being fashioned from Detroit all the way to Ironwood in the UP as part of really branding the state, not just pure Michigan, but as the trail state. And so there's a lot of activity, a lot of people walking here today, as you can see on this beautiful summer day, and a lot of investment that's occurred as Detroit's renaissance continues to unfold.
Back to the history a little bit of shipbuilding and boat building in Michigan. We're focusing on Detroit right now, but Detroit wasn't alone in the boat building industry. Marine City comes to mind, the appropriately named, I would guess, Marine City. Other cities along, if not the Detroit River, along the Great Lakes here in southeast Michigan.
Yes, good point. The St. Clair River, Lake St. Clair, Algonac, that was also a boat building site. Other parts along the shoreline of the Lower Peninsula. On the west side of the state, on Lake Michigan, obviously there were ships, boats built there, but all along this southeastern Michigan shoreline, because of the population, its proximity, its central location, it became a huge boat manufacturing locale. And so as we think about our heritage, we should, as part of our Great Lakes experience, think about how we've long been in the shipbuilding, boat building business, and take pride in that.
Well, Jack, I hope that people who are listening to us today consider a visit to Milliken State Park here in the city of Detroit. You think of the state parks as being rustic and removed from urban America. This is an urban park, one of the early developments of a state park in an urban setting, and especially if you're able to visit on a day like we've been blessed with here today, it's a beautiful place to take a walk, see the water, spend some time along the water. Really, really outstanding work that has been done here in recent years.
It's great to see this, and it really is a pure Michigan day, a pure Michigan experience. And for those who might not come to Detroit for whatever reason, come down to this location, pay attention to our boat building, shipbuilding heritage, and experience how Detroit's coming back.
Along the shores of the Detroit River in the shadow of Detroit's Renaissance Center, I'm talking with Jack Dempsey, the president of the Michigan Historical Commission. Thank you, Jack.
My pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.